Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Well, this is prime time on Money FM 89.3. And earlier today, Singapore Press Holdings, the parent company of this station, announced a major restructuring that will involve transferring its entire media business to a not-for-profit company. It's one of the most significant restructurings within the media group in years. And for more insights, we'd like to speak to Mr. Terence Wong, who joins the line. Terence Wong, the founder and CEO of Azure Capital, who's here to share with us his thoughts and what he made of these moves. Terence, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are in good health and safe during these times. And welcome back to the show, sir.
Great afternoon, JP. Big news today.
Absolutely, you know, and it's only been 2 weeks since we talked about the end of April and we were asking ourselves what to watch out for in May. This was a bit of a surprise, actually, for some of us here at Money FM 89.3. But you as an investor, how did you react to the news? And do you think that this perhaps was the best course of action for SPH in trying to restructure the entire organization?
If you look at the move itself, the transfer of the media business out of SPH, I thought was not exactly surprising. They did say that they were going to review the business sometime towards the end of March after the results announcement. So, but the speed of it all, because they were only like going through review, and if you know SPH, of course you know SPH, you work there. Oh, it's like watching news grow. They're not exactly the fastest mover, but this time around, within a month and a little bit, we are talking about something really huge, and this is something that, you know, I believe should happen. We should move the media business out, just like I think the government did to actually take SMRT private. If you look at the media business, you examine it closely, the followers of the business as investors, look at the media business, it used to contribute about 80% to the top line as recent as FY16, and that has like come off to just below 60% last year. So it's a drastic fall, and you could tell because the newspapers are evidently thinning. There's not many ads out there, right? So the ad share have also like fallen dramatically. Bottom line, that's even worse because we're talking about, you know, first time in its history, they're losing money, and I don't think that, you know, the recovery will come anytime soon, if at all. So this move to actually like move it out, I think it's the right move.
Right. And as you mentioned, and it's something that's hard for me to admit, but, you know, media, and especially the news, it's one of the most challenging industries to make a profit in. Last fiscal year, SPH reported its first operating loss. And over the last couple of years, you mentioned, Terence, we've seen media profits here decline and property profits doing their best to try and offset them. Now, this move, though, do you think that this unlocks any meaningful value in the long term for the entire group? What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm quite sure that the move will be beneficial in the mid to long term. Except in the short run, I think that there are still some questions that are left, you know, unanswered. Or maybe I didn't attend the analyst briefing, okay. So I'm not sure about some of the things regarding the movements of the properties. And they are injecting $110 million in the form of $80 million in cash, $30 million in shares. How all these are going to work out, and whether, you know, in the short run, it is to the benefit of shareholders. I believe that, you know, analysts will be coming up with their reports, and I probably will be going back to look to the details of this.
The one thing they did mention that if they decided to pull the trigger on this restructuring before the end of the fiscal year on August of 2020, net tangible assets per share would have declined, and those losses per share would have widened during that year when SPH posted their first annual loss. Now, if they actually pull this off, do you think this will have a short-term impact on SPH once this media group is spun off into this company limited by Guarantee or CLG? And would any short-term headwinds actually just be short-lived as well, or do you think it's going to linger and actually weigh on the group in the long for a while?
Well, I think in the short term, if you look at the share price of SPH, it bounced back quite fiercely, quite aggressively in the past couple of months. It's up over 70%. You know, from the lows, I remember people saying, wow, SPH is now a penny stock. From those days, not too long ago, now it is trading about 179. So that's a good 80% upside. I think a lot of people were harboring hopes that this strategic review will turn out something positive. And I think that, you know, it is positive, except that investors may take this opportunity, you know, to sell on news, you know, buy on rumors, sell on news. Because, like you rightly pointed out, the NAV will fall, I think, by, you know, from 230-something to 208, or around the $2 level. It is trading at very, very close to its NAV. And given that SPH, without its shaving off its media business, it may be seen as a property company, may be seen as a conglomerate, and typically they trade at a discount.
Right. We're speaking to Terence Wong, founder and CEO of Azure Capital here on Money FM 89.3 about the recent restructuring announcement made by Singapore Press Holdings, the parent company of this station. So what do you think, Terence, does this mean for Singapore's media industry, especially given how SPH Media owns the Straits Times, which is the national paper of record or recognizes as Singapore's national paper of record? And also, as a non-profit, can SPH Media actually stay competitive within the wider industry? What do you think?
Well, just for the record, JP, you know, I've been reading the Straits Times religiously since 1989.
Not the Business Times?
Well, okay, I mean, Business Times since 1999.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. Religiously. So, with, you know, all the cost-cutting, I do have a lot of friends in STMBT, right? I do understand that it's affected the morale, and many senior journalists have since left. You know, during the good old days, I used to cover SPH as a stock. And as an analyst, what we did back then, before they actually numbered all the pages, we had to actually do page counts. Mm. It was an interesting exercise because the more editorial there was means that there is the thicker the classifieds are, because that would justify a bigger or a thicker coverage. Mm-hmm. So we will count until our hands become sore. You know, that was such a happy, those happy times. And you fast forward to last year, that was the pits. Because, you know, during the circuit breaker, I have been, you know, we have been talking about it during the period of time. The classifieds have thinned at such a dramatic rate that it was actually inserted into the main pages of the Straits Times. And it was really a sad state of affairs. Hopefully now things are turning the corner, because with them, with the SPH Media being separated, there will be more firepower, and there will be less pressure on SPH itself to actually like try to eke out as much profits, or to actually like do their rounds of cost cutting like what they have done in the past. Hopefully with that, we will be able, with the pressure being off, to hope that we can build up a credible force in the region to be reckoned with. I thought the ST was stood for that, mm-hmm. because we do have a lot of very impressive senior correspondents from across the region. And anytime I think people who want around the world wants to know more about Asia, you know, ST has the capability and capacity, you know, to be the go-to paper. And I do hope that, you know, we return to those gold standard days.
Terence, let me ask you to put on your investor hat for a moment here, because when you take a look at the media industry, you're talking about these fast-changing dynamics and shifting to digital, these lower advertising revenues, greater competition from legacy and new media players. It's almost impossible, or hard at least for me, to think of a media group in the world that's really turning a profit. So as an investor, I want to ask you, would you even consider investing in news outlets, given how challenging it actually looks?
It is, JP, it is very, very challenging. I mean, I've looked at a lot of the media companies mm-hmm. that are listed. But I also know that there are some digital platforms, since you mentioned about it, you know, that have taken market share in different geographies. I mean, even in Singapore itself, if you look at Mothership, that as a digital platform, it has like consistently been the top three in terms of eyeballs, next to ST and Channel News Asia, which I think is quite credible. And given that, you know, the cost base, I believe, would not be as drastic mm-hmm. or as high as that of, you know, the traditional media. And, you know, they could very well be churning some consistent profits.
SPH has given themselves until October to get this done. At least the target for the spinoff is October of this year. Can this plan still run into any issues or snags that could undermine the proposed restructuring and spinoff? What do you think?
Remember, not too long ago, Temasek tried to make a partial takeover of Keppel,
right.
And everybody thought that this is ironclad, nothing can go mm-hmm. wrong. And there was a material adverse change clause in there. Same for SPH, if you look at the announcement, there is also MAC. Well, I think that it will very, very likely go through, but nothing's for absolute certain.
All right, so there's a lot of things to really watch out for, but definitely new days ahead and a new structure perhaps for Singapore Press Holdings, one of Southeast Asia's most respectable media groups out there. I'd like to thank Terence Wong, CEO of Azure Capital, for joining us today on Money FM 89.3. Thanks for sharing with us your thoughts, Terence. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these uncertain times, and we look forward to having you back on the show perhaps before the end of the month. Cheers, sir.
Okay, thanks, JP.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.